Welcome to this new week of broadcasts here on Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Our guest today will be Fred Yetka, and Fred is the president of Yetka Management Group in Cleveland, Ohio. And Fred's going to give us some tips on how to solidify your employment. And Chuck, now more than ever before, it's important that we do all we can to protect our employment.
Well, that's absolutely right, Dave. I think there's two things we have to protect. Number one, you got to hang on to your job, and you have to hang on to your home. And if you can do that, you can ride out almost any storm. And I really like a term that we're going to hear Fred use today. It's called career continuity. And Fred has some great advice on how to improve your career continuity.
Well, and he's also going to talk a little bit about information that will be helpful for people who are out of a job or people that are looking for their first job, so recent college grads or people that are heading back into the workforce. That'll be some good information there.
Well, he's a pro, and he's going to be very practical today, so I think it's going to be a good broadcast.
Well, Chuck, last Tuesday we began our season of prayer and fasting, and maybe for those who haven't caught up with that, give us just a snapshot of why we're doing this and what we're hoping to accomplish.
Well, Dave, we've been living through really a historic time. We had the largest drop on Wall Street in a single week in its history just
right.
Recently. And we all stood by and watched, and there seemed to be a vacuum of leadership. There seemed to be a vacuum of any real solutions. And it took the entire world leadership gathering over a weekend to determine that they would pull the stops to try to stem the bleeding, because we were on the very verge of a systemic meltdown in our financial systems. And so we called for a time of prayer and fasting for healing in this land, because here's the thing, Dave. Even if the market starts to grow and increase and it looks like it's all going to go away, there's still a root cause. There's still a very hidden problem, which is the problem of greed. It's the problem of having a consumptive lifestyle, moving away from our core values, and living beyond our means. And so this time of prayer and fasting, which you and I are a part of, is to call for a time to go before the Lord and ask for His help to repent of the attitudes that led us to this place and to turn around at the grassroots level. Dave, I don't believe the government's going to fix the problem. I don't believe the next president's going to fix the problem. I believe it's a grassroots issue for those who turn to the Lord and live according to His principles and His ways, not man's ways.
Well, to find out more about this season of prayer and fasting, you can go to crown.org, and it'll be right there on the homepage. Stay with us for more of Money Life with Chuck Bentley right after this.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Fred Yetka. Fred, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Chuck. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm really excited about this topic and having you speak to our audience today, because this is a very important time. But first, tell us a little bit about yourself and your company. What does Yetka Management Group do?
Well, Yetka Management Group primarily deals in the area of leadership continuity for business owners and career continuity for individuals. We look at those career issues and help people with the career issues to make sure that business owners have the right people at the right place at the right time, and to keep their company profitable as they move forward.
Well, I love that term, career continuity, and I'll bet there are people listening right now who think, I need to hear what this guy has to say. What got you into this field, Fred? How did you feel compelled or led by the Lord to focus on that particular niche?
I've had a long-time career in human resource management with various companies in the retail, financial, manufacturing, consulting industries. And I quickly discovered that individual believers, followers of Christ, have as many career issues and were confused about career issues as anybody else. And I wanted to do something about that.
Well, Fred, in today's economy, I think one of the best strategies people can have is to be focused on keeping their job, to do a great job for their employer, and to actually either secure that job or move up in that job. And certainly as Christians, we ought to understand how to do that. What are some of the things that employers are looking for, especially in this environment?
Chuck, I think there's some critical issues that they're looking for. Number one, I think they're looking for trust in employees. I think employees bring a level of trust, and it's something that's unseen, or not unseen, but a little bit unheard of today, that an employer can find somebody who they can trust and who will tell them the truth with candor. I think a couple other issues that they're really looking for is they're looking for individuals to bring their creativity and their imagination to the workplace, so that they can solve those workplace issues that come up.
Well, let's talk about both of those just briefly. How do I increase trust with my employer?
One of the things that I find believers sometimes don't do, oddly enough, is we need to be very understanding of the critical plan, the strategic plan of our organizations, and take time to study it, understand it, and then see where we fit in to make that plan come to fruition. We also need to do that with our individual boss, the person that we directly report to. If we take and understand our boss's pain and goals and objectives and what they're trying to accomplish, and then add value to that, help them do that to the utmost, then we will probably have a longer employment span than most people.
Absolutely. And it sounds like what you're describing is someone with a great servant's heart that just really wants to help, that engages to the level that others maybe are not willing to, and look for opportunities to create trust.
We have to be better in the marketplace as believers than I think anybody else, and we have that capacity. We're uniquely made. We're created with particular designs and insights, and it's important for us to understand ourselves so that we can bring all of that package to the marketplace and basically unleash the passion that Christ has put in us.
Well, you know, Fred, one of the topics that I am very fond of is the one that we often overlook, that the Lord does give us creativity. He gives us imagination. I've said many times on this program that imagination is simply the Lord sharing a little bit of His divine nature with us. How have you seen creativity increase career continuity?
If we understand ourselves as we understand Christ and understand how He made us, we can bring those creative juices to problem solving. And that's what keeps people employed, and what keeps them gainfully employed is that creativity that the Lord has implanted into us. He has created us to solve particular issues, particular problems in particular ways, and given us that ability. We need to bring that to the forefront in the marketplace.
Are you saying that if you go to work with the attitude that there's problems and I'm going to be aware of those problems and I'm going to try to find solutions, I'm going to call on God to give me insight into how to solve those problems, that it does in fact equate to a longer career?
It certainly does, and that's why we're there. An employer would look at us and say, that's why I'm paying you, is to solve those problems. What we want to do is bring God's creativity to those problems and not always rely on our own initiatives and talents, but really let the Lord attack those issues through us.
Have you seen a situation where a person felt frustrated because their employer wouldn't listen to them or they wouldn't help them when they saw a solution to a problem?
I have, and that happens frequently, I would think, when there is some frustration builds up in the marketplace because an employer will not listen, but that is their issue. Our job is to keep bringing those, what we know, to the fore.
Well, let's say that I want to go to work tomorrow morning and do something different than I've always done. Maybe I'm a little concerned about my employer. Maybe I'm concerned about the market space I've been in. Maybe my entire career has been in an industry that looks like it's going to struggle or suffer or go through the downturn. What are some practical ways tomorrow morning that I can increase my value to my employer?
Well, I think one of the first things that we can do is just understand ourselves and take those talents to the marketplace, make sure that we're working within our capacity and not outside of our capacity. We want to do our best in everything that we do. So we need to know who we are, what we bring, and then utilize those talents there. If we cannot do that, we can also approach an employer and see if we can construct a new position for ourselves that allows us to be who we are. That happens a lot. They're looking for our creativity, and if we can find another problem area that we can work into that they're not familiar with but is actually a problem for them, we can point that out and see if we can't even create a new position for ourselves right where we are with our current employer.
Well, when you deal with people who are looking for help with career continuity, do you help them to discover who they are, what their talents and abilities are?
We do, Chuck. That's really the first step in our unique process, is that we take them through some assessment tools. We really look at that, get them to understand who they are, how they're uniquely designed, and we want to make sure that people understand how the Lord has empowered us along with how he has skilled us.
Well, Fred, I want to talk more about that when we come back after this break. And I also want to talk about how the rules have changed in this current environment for finding the next place of employment in the event you lose your job. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and we'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Fred Yetka. And Fred, when we left off, you were talking about something very intriguing, that when we know who we are and we've discovered who we are, that we may actually want to go into our employer and say, I think there's something else I can do for you. I think there's another way I can add value. Have you seen people be successful at actually initiating that with their employer?
I have. And one of the frightening things to do is also know when it's time to leave. And I've seen, and we work with employees who have gone to their employer when they have looked at all of the opportunities that are there and realized that they may be better fit at another location. And then they can work out an agreement to leave, which is very, very agreeable to both parties.
Well, for those who find themselves in that situation where maybe the employer has come to them and said, you're going to have to cut back your hours, or you're going to have to be phased out, or we're going to have a reduction in force, a lot of turbulence out there. Many people are predicting for the jobless rate to climb in the coming months. What are some of the strategies for people who want to find another job and to do so more quickly, maybe than what it looks like that is going to be available to them?
I think, number one, we have to realize that who we're competing with in the marketplace, and it is a global market. And so when you understand that you're competing against folks in very talented folks in other countries, then you must be a very assertive and passionate about who you are and be able to communicate that very assertively. We must understand who we are and be able to talk about it without hesitation and with much conviction. We're competing with folks around the world.
So we have to be assertive, but suppose that I can't get into the person that I need to be talking to be assertive with. I can't get into the HR office. It's all electronic. I feel like I'm being blocked. What do I need to do to rise to the top of the list for the potential hires that maybe are looking for the same job?
Today, we have to understand our uniqueness, our distinctive. We have to distinguish ourselves from other players that have the same talents. And we can do that by looking very carefully at what we have to bring. There is a lot of talk today about branding, our unique branding. And so we look at branding today for even employees.
Yeah, well, Fred, tell me, what do you mean by that, branding? How do we get a brand if we're looking for a job?
We have to look at our distinctiveness and then what we bring to the marketplace and then stick with that. So many of us try to be too many things to too many people, and we try to go everywhere, and we end up doing not a perfect job or a less than excellent job at some things. We need to understand our branding, how we're appreciated in the marketplace, what we're bringing, and we need to stick right in that sweet spot, so to speak, once we discover it through personal evaluation.
Well, Fred, I know there's situations out there where some large corporations are not real open to Christians. Is it a wise idea to keep that personal and private during the interview process?
I think you need to match where they are. A lot of companies are looking for believers in the marketplace. Some are not. What we need to do, though, is just rely on our strengths and abilities and make sure they understand how we add value to their organization through the strengths and abilities that the Lord has given us. If they don't recognize that, I'm sure that we don't need to beat them over the head with that kind of information, but we're not going to change who we are. We're going to continue to work from a biblical base, a Christian worldview.
Well, if I'm listening today and I'm currently unemployed or I'm concerned that I may be unemployed soon, what are the first steps that I need to take, Fred? What's the very first thing that needs to happen?
Firstly, you want to start to getting a plan together. Look at your past skills, experiences, and abilities and really put them down on paper so that you understand them and you can talk about them. You can be very articulate about what you have, what your gifting is, and the skills that you have. Also, start looking at where those are utilized in the marketplace, what kind of companies, employers utilize those particular skills and abilities, and then put a very, what we call a personal marketing plan together. Very strategic as to what you are going to do, how you're going to approach the marketplace, what technologies you're going to use. Start putting down and listing people that can help you do that.
And Fred, at what point do you believe that people need to have a career assessment done or to turn to a professional for the outside services and the support that comes from employing an agency or firm that does the kind of thing that you do?
Well, not to be self-serving, but I think that's one of the first things you want to do, particularly in an assessment. And you want to do, I think individuals want to do assessments continuously, not just one time and wait 5 years and do another one. You can do many of them because the more you do, you're looking at patterns, and you'll see patterns develop in yourself that bring those things along. If you're not technologically proficient, then I think it's a good opportunity to employ a coach to help you put together a game plan early on in the process, because what happens is so many people do it on their own and they make mistakes which are pretty critical and very difficult to unmake as you go down the line.
Well, Fred, do you have a personal story, a favorite story where you've seen God intervene in someone's circumstance or job search that has really blessed you as you've worked with an individual?
I have seen people that, a number of cases where they have been in a career for years and years that they did not thoroughly enjoy. And when they started looking at how God has uniquely designed them and found that they could use those skills and still be employed but do service for the Lord, I've seen people turn around in their pleasure and in their capacity to be proficient in the marketplace.
Well, Fred, it has been a joy to have you on the program today and very encouraging. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Chuck, as we close out today, I'd like you to take a couple of minutes and just give us maybe a fresh perspective on what many people are looking at, maybe through one lens, and flip that lens around and look at it from a different perspective.
Well, when it comes to financial issues, there's always two sides to the coin. And that's why I say you can't just try to solve a problem with a strong defense. You need to have a strong offense and a strong defense. And so when you look at some of the issues we're faced with, look at both sides of those issues. It is true unemployment is on the rise, and that's bad news. But listen to this. Even if it reaches 10%, that means 90% of the people are still employed, and companies are still hiring, and they're looking for more qualified, better skilled employees. So there's always going to be opportunity. Here's some more bad news. Stocks are down almost 40% over this time last year. That is bad news. There's been a lot of money lost. But you know, Dave, the other side of that is this is a time of great opportunity. Most people who do well in stocks go in at the point of maximum pessimism. When everybody's running out, they go in. The people who buy at the very bottom typically enjoy the highest returns. So there's opportunity. Even if you've lost a lot of money, even if you lost all your money, as a Christian, you can never lose everything because God is everything. And He said He would never leave us or forsake us. So it shouldn't get us down. We shouldn't watch our emotions go down, just like the trend lines in the stock market. Here's another one. Money is very tight. Credit is drying up. That's all bad news. You know, there's going to be fallout from that. But listen to this. In the Great Depression, many people said that their family relationships were the best that they had ever been. There weren't all the distractions. People were home. They were eating together. They had a simpler lifestyle. They were cooking more meals. They were sitting around the table. They were playing games together. People actually enjoyed that time, although there was some widespread suffering that we don't want to minimize. There were people who made the best of it. And right now, job security is very, very shaky for people. But as Fred said today, this is a time when you can shine. This is a time when you can demonstrate that you have a servant's heart, that you're willing to solve problems, and God's given you a creative spirit. What an encouraging message to distinguish yourself at a time when maybe you never thought you had the value to bring to your employer. And you know, Dave, the exciting thing is that these involve a renewing of your mind. It's according to how you look at it. You don't deny that there's a problem, but you see that in every problem, there is a solution and there is an opportunity.
Well, thanks, Chuck. And if you just joined us, you can hear this entire program by going to crown.org. And while you're there, take a look at the information about our current season of prayer and fasting. We'd encourage you to join us in this time of prayer and fasting for our nation. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.